Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, the government has delivered the biggest budget in the history of the state, including 8.3 billion euro in extra spending and tax cuts. We'll have reaction from Minister Charney McConnogh and Donegal Deputy Pierce Doherty. In other news, investigations are continuing into two assaults in Donegal last week. The 100% Redress Party is seeking the establishment of a dedicated defective concrete block SPC on Donegal County Council. And detectives have been conducting two planned searches in Derry today in relation to an ongoing investigation into dissident Republican activity. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have all the latest in sport coming up with Oisin Kelly at about 5:15. First in news though, a mansion tax on homes sold for more than 1.5 million euro was one of the surprise measures in Budget 2025. The stamp duty on such homes has been hiked to 6%, while motor insurance costs should fall next year after the lifting of an industry levy. Record budgets for health and social welfare accompany cuts to income tax and USC, while Apple tax money is set to be spent on housing, water and electricity services. Political correspondent Sean Defoe reports.
It's the biggest budget in the history of the state, with excited ministers beaming as they walk around Leinster House. While some economists believe the budget will increase inflation, Taoiseach Micheál Martin doesn't think that's likely.
The overall impact of this budget is not significant in inflationary terms. I mean, the flash inflation rate is down to 0.2, I think, that came out yesterday.
While Labour's finance spokesman Jed Nash said the billion spent won't be felt by those who need it most.
This government's ideology has made this rich country feel so poor.
Government backbenchers have been walking the halls saying they want to fight the election on a budget like this. The Taoiseach says he's picked those vibes up from his TDs.
February still remains an ideal time from a parliamentary cycle point of view. I do pick up what you're picking up inside. A lot of people are getting nervy and so on like that. But sometimes you have to hold the nerve and keep steady.
No matter the date, it's a pre-election giveaway like few before. Sean Defoe, Leinster House.
Well, the Minister for Agriculture, Food and the Marine has been welcoming the budget. Minister Charney McConnogh says it's focused on addressing the cost of living crisis.
I think overall it's a really strong budget which very much takes into account and has at its heart the cost of living pressures that has been on the public over the last period of time. And I think it also significantly invests for the future as well by setting the country up and the economy up by investing in housing, by investing in water and by investing in infrastructure. Into the future too. In the short term, people have been under pressure in terms of actually cost of living and in terms of the amount of money they have available at the end of the week. And in terms of some of the key supports put in place in this budget, whether it be the increases, the 12 euro increases in the pension and in other social welfare payments, or indeed the really significant reduction in terms of childcare costs, or other steps that have been taken in the school setting, for example, such as the extension of the free school books right across primary and secondary school, as well as the introduction as well of an extension of all free school meals to all primary schools. These are all steps aimed at trying to improve the quality of life of families and also reduce the financial pressure on them while overall being prudent in terms of the economy widely to make sure that it continues to be strong into the future.
And there is, however, some concern among the business community, particularly those in the hospitality sector. While it's welcome that the minimum wage has been increased, there's been no change in the VAT rate, so they're being hit with this.
That was one of the key considerations, and while we have done a lot in this budget, it hasn't been possible to do everything. It was something that was considered very much as part of it, though. There is a significant support package in place for the business sector to address the particular pressures that are on them, and also by working to ensure that we're enhancing people's spending power as well, that's important for supporting business as well.
Well, Donegal Deputy Pierce Doherty says despite today's budget, the country still feels poor. The Sinn Féin finance spokesperson in the Dáil this afternoon says it feels to deliver for the people.
The question we must ask ourselves, like all other budgets, is will make the big difference that people need in their lives, the difference that they're crying out for. Will it address the housing crisis and make housing affordable as laid out by Sinn Féin? The answer is no, it won't. Will it fix the health service that it's on its knees? No, it won't. Will it address the cost of living crisis in a meaningful way, for example, abolishing USC on the first 45,000 euro of income for all workers? No, it won't. And will it deliver the fundamental change that we need in our childcare system by introducing childcare at €10 a day for families across the state? Again, the answer is no. And the answer is no because this government is incapable of delivering real change, incapable of getting value for money. And people see through the spin. People hear about the millions and the billions, but they don't feel better off. For most people, it's about what they have at the end of the week. When the bills are paid, is there anything left, is the question they ask. And the answer for far too many is no. Workers and families can't afford another 5 years of Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. And it is in that context that this budget will be judged. You treat the public with contempt when you waste taxpayers' money on every project, big or small. From a bike shed to the National Children's Hospital to a security hut to modular units from Ukrainians that are costing more than semi-Ds built with bricks and mortars. Despite the budget you're announcing today, we still feel poor as a country in so many ways. In housing, in health, in disabilities, in mental health. And your job isn't just to spend money. Your job is to get results. And that's where you're completely and utterly failing.
The Social Protection Minister has downplayed reports of a row in government over increases to Job Seekers Alliance. There is a record package of €2.6 million in the social protection budget this year, which includes an increase of €12 across the board for weekly welfare payments. It had been reported Minister Heather Humphreys wanted increased payments for pensioners and working families, but not for job seekers. She says there were robust discussions, but ultimately compromise was found.
It was discussed, the issue, and I made the case. At the end of the day, you must realise there's three parties in government, and sometimes you have to compromise. I accept that. And that's the part and parcel of being in coalition. But my priority was to ensure that there was the best package that I could get for pensioners, for carers, for people with disabilities and working families.
More than 20 towns in southern Lebanon have been told to evacuate as the Israeli military launches what it calls a limited ground incursion against Hezbollah. The militant group denies troops have entered the country, adding that its fighters are ready to battle with them. The 150 Irish citizens in Lebanon are also being urged to leave. Etty Higgins is UNICEF's spokesperson in Lebanon. She says evacuation orders were given at very short notice last night.
Families received evacuation orders that they were to leave their homes in some parts of Beirut within the hour. And so children were pulled out of their beds at 1-2 in the morning to seek safety and to move to anywhere that was not within the location identified in the evacuation orders.
Investigations are continuing into two assaults in Donegal last week. In the early hours of Wednesday morning last, a man was found injured in the High Road area of Letterkenny. Meanwhile, after being alerted to an altercation in the Railway Road area of Buncrana at around 10:45 on Saturday night, upon arrival, Gardaí discovered a man injured. Sergeant Charlene Anderson is appealing to anyone with information to contact Gardaí.
Gardaí are appealing for information in relation to a suspected assault that occurred on the High Road in Letterkenny in the early hours of Wednesday, the 25th of September, between approximately 3:30 and 3:40 a.m. Now, Gardaí were alerted to the fact that a man was injured on the High Road somewhere near the County Museum, and an ambulance was called. Now, this gentleman was taken to Letterkenny University Hospital to receive treatment for non-life-threatening injuries. So we're appealing for anyone who may have been in the area, who may have witnessed the assault, to make contact with Gardaí in Letterkenny on 9167100. Or indeed, if anyone was in the area and may have dash cam footage, we just ask them to make that footage available to us.
And a second appeal for an assault as well, this time in Buncrana.
That's correct. So Gardaí in Buncrana, they're also investigating an assault that occurred at the Railway Road in Buncrana at approximately 10:45 p.m. on Saturday the 28th of September. Now, Gardaí were alerted that an altercation of some description had taken place at Railway Road. They then discovered an injured man in the area on arrival. So an ambulance was called and the man was also taken to hospital to receive medical treatment for injuries sustained during the assault. Now, just once again, if anyone witnessed the incident, we'd ask them to contact Gardaí in Buncrana on 9320540. Or if anyone has dash cam footage, they may have been in the area between, say, 10:30 and 11 p.m. We just ask them to make that available to us.
The 100% Redress Party is seeking the establishment of a dedicated defective concrete block strategic policy committee on Donegal County Council. They argue that an SPC would be the best way of facilitating meaningful input from additional stakeholders, ranging from the MICA Action Group to the HSE. The council already has a defective concrete block committee, with a number of councillors arguing that this is the optimum way through which issues can be raised and addressed. It was agreed that the current committee remain as it is, but input from campaign groups and agencies will be facilitated. The issue was raised yesterday by Councillor Dennis McGee.
But what we are going to be advocating for now is that we can get these outside stakeholders to come in to the DCP committees. Anybody that can help us in any way deal with the situation that people are going through throughout the county, because we did emphasise how much of a crisis we have in this county and that we have to make this here a priority for the people of this county.
Because there's so many people like MAG and the Redress focus groups, for example, that they're dealing with this daily on the ground as well, so they have a greater insight.
It cannot be underestimated how much work these campaign groups have done. And I think the feedback that we got, these groups will be allowed into the DCP committee and they will help us take in outsiders, like, and they said, like, you know, that the best place to do it is within the committee that we have right now. So we're hoping, and we're going to take it away today, as said in there, that MAG and the Redress Focus Group can come in here, along with we can make a request for the HSE to come in here, and that we can have more power that way there.
Detectives from the PSNI's Terrorism Investigation Unit have been carrying out two planned searches in Derry for much of the day in relation to an ongoing investigation into dissident Republican activity. The searches are part of an investigation into a series of hoax bomb calls which targeted railway stations in England in April of this year.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny. Gear up for the championship with all your training and matchday essentials at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's time now for all the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We start with football. Celtic will look to continue their remarkable run of form when they take on Borussia Dortmund in the Champions League tonight. The Scottish Kingpins have won their last 17 matches in all competitions, but tonight they bid for a first one on German soil in 14 attempts. Celtic boss Brendan Rodgers wants his players to embrace the challenge.
We're under no illusions, but we're playing against a team that are challenging at the very top end of elite football. But for us, I'm not looking for perfection. I'm just looking for us to be really, really difficult to play against and give everything we have.
There are two early kickoffs with Salzburg against Brest and Stuttgart against Sparta Prague. Both of those are underway at 5:45. But at the same time as Celtic, at 8 o'clock, Manchester City take on Slaven Bratislava in Slovakia, and Arsenal host PSG at the Emirates. Arsenal boss Mikel Arteta says going all the way in the competition will be a huge challenge.
The opposition we're going to face is probably at the highest level that you can find in European football, but honestly, it's a great opportunity for us to see how we deal with that night, how prepared we are, and how we can impose ourselves in this kind of context.
Also in the 8 o'clock kickoffs tonight, Barcelona play Young Boys, Inter take on Red Star, Bayer Leverkusen face AC Milan, and PSV go up against Sporting. Chelsea will find out who their last 16 opponents are in the Carabao Cup tonight. Newcastle and Wimbledon face off in the last of the third round ties after last week's fixture was postponed. There's a 7:45 start to that game this evening at St James's Park. Meanwhile, there are 16 ties down for decision in the first round of the Northern Ireland League Cup. Among them, Coleraine are going to Ballinamallard United tonight. The Derby are also on the road as they head to Belfast to play Glentoran. Limavady United host Cliftonville, and Institute are going to Armagh to play Ballymacash Rangers. In Gaelic games, Tyrone native Ronan McGinley has been named the new manager of the New York Footballers. The Errigal Kieran clubman was a coach under his predecessor, Alan O'Mara. In racing, Dylan Brown McMonagall was back in the winner's enclosure today in Cork. In his third of five rides there, he won on We Might Take the Long Way at 2-1 for Joseph O'Brien. Dylan also had a 19-1 double at Down Royal yesterday. He has now taken 71 wins this year. On the rugby front, Zach Ward's meteoric rise from the 7 scene to the 15s continues.
The Ulster player has been named on the left wing for emerging Ireland's first game of their South African tour against the Pumas. He is one of three Ulster players selected, with Harry Sheridan in the second row and Cormac Azuchukwu's named on the blindside flanker. And Stuart McCluskey is out of Ulster's United Rugby Championship game with the Vodacom Bulls in Pretoria. The Ireland centre sustained knee and ankle injuries in last week's defeat to the Emirate Lions. Finally in snooker, Antrim's Jordan Brown was beaten 6-4 by China's Gong Xianzhang in the International Open qualifier. Still to come in Sheffield, Cork's Aaron Hull faces Liam Pullen, and Robbie McGuigan takes on Joe O'Connor. And that is your sport for today, Michaela. We'll have more tomorrow morning after the 8:30 news.
Thanks, Oisín. And returning to some news, a government guide has been issued to determine if your dog falls under the official description of an XL bully. The ban on buying, breeding or importing XL bully type dogs comes into effect today, with all of them needing a certificate of exemption before February the 1st. The physical conformation guide describes characteristics of the dog, including the size of its head, width and body features. Orla Murray, Chair of the Health and Welfare Committee of the Irish Kennel Club, says the XL Bully is not classified as a breed.
The XL Bully itself is actually not a recognised breed by the Irish Kennel Club or by the FCI or by any of the international kennel clubs. What it is it's a mixed breed of a variety of some of the bull breeds. It was bred for power, it was bred for strength.
The Old Garda station in Mallantyne is to be redeveloped into social housing. Donegal County Council yesterday granted approval to carry out the works. Ellen Butler has more.
The development will see the former two-storey Garda barracks and adjoining Garda accommodation turned into two three-bedroom, two-storey dwellings. The plans, approved by the council, include the demolition of an existing garage to the rear of the properties, the demolition of an existing single-storey extension to the rear of the former barracks, the construction of a new two-storey and single-storey extension, and the construction of a single-storey extension to the rear of the existing dwelling. Existing doors and windows will also be replaced. The council says the redevelopment and introduction of life to the Garda station and Sergeant's House will enhance the area and provide a pleasant and safe living environment that's aesthetically pleasing for the occupants and neighbours. Given the property's proximity to retail, educational and recreational options in the village, the redevelopment of this site for residential use, the council says, will offer an appropriate location for residential use, which will help sustain the local community and economy.
Revised opening hours, meanwhile, have been announced for the Garda station in Ballybofey. Following queries from Councillor Patrick McGowan at a recent JPC meeting, it's been confirmed that the Garda station will be open on Mondays to Fridays from 10am to 1pm and from 2pm to 4pm. It will open on Saturdays and Sundays from 10am to 1pm if a Garda is available, but the station will have to be closed if Garda need to respond to a call during this time. Councillor McGowan has given the confirmation a cautious welcome, saying this is a very busy station which covers a long land border with Northern Ireland. He says these have always been the opening times, but a lot of the time they weren't being observed.
It would have been better completely shut, as sort of half opened, and I'm sure the rank and file Gardaí must have been totally frustrated, and people will be taking the frustration out on staff and that. So now we have clarification that it will be opened when it's supposed to be opened. And obviously, I and everybody else in the Fin Valley will be keeping a close eye, because the various supers, inspectors and sergeants have all said year after year, this is one of the busiest stations in the whole county. There's a big demand there. It's a very, very busy station. The other issue is what we would have been concerned about, particularly is when they get calls out. If you get a call to Glenfin, if you get a call to Mainria, or if you get a call to St Johnson, and that, does that mean the two guards are leaving the Badoka and the station shut again? So that there has to be sufficient guards on duty that keeps the station open, but at the same time can react to whether it's accidents or up along the border or reports of burglaries or anything else. We're told there's lots of guards there. At least we got clarification yesterday in writing, and I do have to welcome that.
Women are being reminded about the importance of screening and self-examinations as Breast Cancer Awareness Month begins. The Irish Cancer Society says 1 in 10 women aged between 50 and 69 who are called for a mammogram isn't making an appointment. The charity is highlighting the benefits of early detection and says 9 in 10 cases of breast cancer are cured. Director of Clinical Affairs with the Irish Cancer Society, Amy Nolan, says all women should make a habit of self-checking.
It's really important that monthly every woman over the age of 18 should become aware of what your breasts feel like. Usually a good time to do it is in the shower. Look out for a lump of any size, thickening in your breast or your armpit, a change in size or shape. So that might be that one breast has become larger, a change in the skin of your breast, like puckering or dimpling.
Weather now dry for the rest of today with sunny spells in moderate northerly winds. Dry tonight also with clear spells. Some mist or fog patches may form. Lowest temperatures tonight of 3 to 6 degrees. The closing headlines this evening. The government has delivered the biggest budget in the history of the state, including €8.3 billion in extra spending and tax cuts. Minister Charney McConlogue says it's focused on addressing the cost of living crisis, while Donegal Deputy Pierce Doherty says the budget fails to deliver for the people. The 100% Redress Party is seeking the establishment of a dedicated defective concrete block strategic policy committee on Donegal County Council. They argue that an SPC would be the best way of facilitating meaningful input from additional stakeholders ranging from the MICA Action Group to the HSC. Detectives from the PSNI's Terrorism Investigation Unit have been carrying out two planned searches in Derry for much of the day in relation to an ongoing investigation into dissident Republican activity. The searches are part of an investigation into a series of hoax bomb calls which targeted railway stations in England in April of this year. And the old Garda station in Mallantyne is to be transformed into social housing. Donegal County Council yesterday granted approval for the works. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notice says for this Tuesday evening, October the 1st. The death has taken place of Jean O'Donnell McAleer, 6 Ballyore Drive, New Buildings. Her remains will be reposing in her home, 6 Ballyore Drive, New Buildings, from 6 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there on Thursday morning at 20 past 10 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Patrick's Donnymana, interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time please from 10 o'clock to 11 o'clock. The death has occurred of Patrick McDonough, 50, The Grange, Letterkenny, County Donegal, formerly Ochter Ard, County Galway. Patrick's remains will be reposing at his daughter Marie's residence, No. 7, Carolina Park, tomorrow morning from 11 o'clock. Funeral from there on Thursday morning for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock in the Church of the Irish Martyrs, Letterkenny, followed by cremation in Lakeland's Crematorium, County Cavan. Funeral Mass can be viewed on the Church of the Irish Martyrs YouTube channel. Family flowers only, please. The death has occurred of Don Gallen, formerly of Mun Ellen, Crossroads, Killigordon. His remains will be reposing from 5:30 this evening at his brother and sister-in-law Paddy and Jeanette's residence at No. 12, The Beaches, Navaney, Ballybuffet. Removal from there on Thursday afternoon at 1:30 to St Patrick's Church, Crossroads, Killigordon for Requiem Mass at 2 o'clock, followed by burial in the family plot in the adjoining churchyard. Flowers welcome, donations in lieu of flowers if so desired to the Donegal Hospice, Kev McGowan's funeral home or any family member. The death has occurred of Danny Kelly, Mean Glass, Ballybuffet, reposing at his late residence. Removal from his late residence tomorrow evening at 6:20 to arrive at St Mary's Church, Sheshe O'Neill at 7 o'clock to repose overnight. Requiem Mass on Thursday morning at 11 o'clock, followed by interment in the adjoining churchyard. Family time plays from 10 o'clock to 11 o'clock and on the morning of the funeral. The Requiem Mass will be streamed live via the Killigordon Parish YouTube channel. The death has occurred of Danny Gordon, Figart, Isle of Doe, Clamanagh. His remains are reposing at the family home. Funeral from there on Thursday morning at 10:20, going to St Mary's Church, Clamanagh for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Danny's Requiem Mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. Family time please from 11 o'clock until 11 o'clock and on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only please, donations in lieu if desired to the Inishowen Hospice Carndonna and St Colmkill Village Clamanagh, care of any family member or McFeely Funeral Directors. The death has occurred of Eileen Conley, Naomh McCutcheon, 82, Ard O'Donnell, Letterkenny. Reposing at her late residence from 12 noon until 9 o'clock each day, concluding with rosary at 9 o'clock. Removal from there on Thursday morning to St Junan's Cathedral for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, which can be viewed live on churchservices.tv, followed by burial in Conwell Cemetery. Family time, please, on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if wished to the Donegal Hospice, care of Pascal Blake, funeral director. The death has taken place of George Conway, 39, Glen Ellie View, Plumbridge, reposing at the family home. Funeral from there on Thursday morning at 10:30, going to the Sacred Heart Church, Plumbridge, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if so desired, to the Northwest Cancer Centre, care of McGuigan funeral directors. Family time, please, from 10 o'clock until 10 o'clock and on the morning of the funeral. And the death has taken place of Colin McHugh, 249 Town Parks Convoy. His remains are reposing at his home. Funeral leaving from there tomorrow morning at 10:30 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church Convoy, followed by burial in the family plot in the old graveyard. Family time, please, after the rosary at 9 o'clock tonight and before the funeral tomorrow. Family flowers only. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.